I'm Shannon Berry here with Assemblyman Phil Boyle of Bayshore. Thank you for being here with us today. Now, one thing I do want to touch on, which strike me as very interesting, was something that I read in Newsday about Joseph Mondello saying that he didn't feel like members of the GOP down here really wanted members of the GOP from the Northeast to come because their views don't really coincide. How do you feel about that?
I had not read that quote from Chairman Mondello, but I do know that I think it's significant that the keynote speaker of the convention is Chris Christie of New Jersey. You know, I think that the idea is to unify the Republican Party with a common cause and common goal of defeating President Obama in November. And the fact that Chris Christie has such a high-profile role in the convention might speak against that idea.
So you don't feel like you've had to really reconcile any of your political feelings while you're down here because of that?
Well, I think that the primary focus of this campaign, as you've seen in the past months and we'll see in the future months, is the economy. Jobs, creating jobs, a better economy, and no matter where you stand on social issues perhaps, every Republican can agree that we need to do a better job creating jobs and lowering our unemployment rate and turning our national economy around, and everyone on the Republican side can agree with that.
With the economy, you know, you've been considered one of the most fiscal conservatives in the New York State Legislature. Right. How do you feel that people are going to react to Paul Ryan's budget? Because a lot of people are concerned that it's going to give power to the wealthy and it's going to burden the middle class and the poor. What is your reaction to this?
Well, I think that that's going to be debated in the next couple months. And I think it was a courageous choice for Governor Romney to choose Congressman Ryan, something of a controversial figure. But the fact is that we are in very serious and I wouldn't use the word desperate maybe, but closely desperate times for our economy and for our nation. And Paul Ryan is one of those guys that come up with a plan. You may not agree with all aspects of the plan. And remember, this is not Paul Ryan's presidency. It is Mitt Romney's administration, and it's going to be his ultimate plan. Is he going to have aspects of Paul Ryan's proposal? Absolutely. But they've also got to get passed through both houses of the Congress. And so it's not going to look exactly like what has passed in the House. But the idea is to at least start the conversation and start the legislation to get rid of our deficit and to turn the economy around.
So how are we going to cut spending without losing our services or without reducing our services?
Well, you may have to cut some services without a doubt, and some need to be cut because they're simply not sustainable in the long run. That being said, however, the more business we create, the jobs, more people have jobs, the more people are paying taxes, and you don't have to cut as much when you have more people paying income taxes. We saw it in New York State, and I give a lot of credit to Governor Cuomo, as a Democrat, had done a good job in turning the economy around and getting more people creating jobs in New York State, and I think Mitt Romney can do that from Washington.
Speaking to the point of services as well, again, there's a lot of fraud that goes on. Can you tell us a little bit about the bill that you sponsored regarding Medicaid?
What I say is that if you look at the cost we expend on Medicaid, now mind you, we are the third or fourth largest state in the country, you know, yet we spend more in New York State on Medicaid than Florida, Texas, and Pennsylvania combined. Two of those states have more people than we do, and all those, we still spend more. So there's a tremendous amount of waste. So what I would say is we need to cut our levels to a California-sized budget in terms of Medicaid. I'm not talking to go back to Alabama, Mississippi levels. I'm talking about California, progressive, large state like New York, and just say we're not going to spend more than California. We do that, and we will save billions and billions of dollars and actually cover more people with the program.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. I've enjoyed it. Enjoy your time down here, too.